Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. Honda is rolling out its plans this hour for what could be the largest investment to date in Canadian electric vehicle production. It's a multi-billion dollar project that will involve investment from both Ottawa and the Ontario government. Janice McGregor has more.
Not only is Honda revealing a major expansion of its assembly plant in Alliston, but it's also going to manufacture its electric vehicle batteries in Canada and invest in the components for those batteries. And that's why when it all adds up and the bottom line's revealed, we're expecting this to be the biggest play yet in Canada. This Honda investment will create jobs in multiple locations. We know they're all in Ontario. And it took incentives from both the federal and provincial governments to land it. And that's the second big number we've yet to nail down. The sweetener for Honda this time is taking the form of specially designed tax credits. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh said yesterday, if we're shelling out big for Honda, there better be strings attached.
Public dollars should be tied to jobs and investments that benefit Canadians.
Federal Conservatives, too, have amplified this kind of skepticism about these deals, a departure from their provincial cousins at Queen's Park, where Doug Ford's government is all in. Janice McGregor, CBC News, Ottawa.
There's a developing situation in Alberta's far north. Fort Vermilion RCMP say they are responding to a high-risk situation at a residence in Jean-Dore Prairie. Police say the situation is contained to the residents, but they're asking people within the Jean-Dore Prairie town site to lock their doors and stay inside. They're also asking the public not to post police actions on social media. The New York Appeals Court has overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction. The court has ruled the judge in the case was prejudiced against the former Hollywood producer. Says the judge improperly allowed women to testify about allegations that were not part of the proceedings. A new trial has been ordered. However, Weinstein will remain in prison. He's serving a 16-year sentence after being found guilty of rape in Los Angeles. Even as his criminal hush money trial continues in New York, another Donald Trump case is being heard today in Washington, this one at the Supreme Court. It's linked to the charges Trump faces over his involvement in the riots of January 6th. Trump is claiming that, as a former president, he should be immune to prosecution. Richard Madden reports.
Trump is the only former president to ever be charged with a crime, but he's long argued all presidents must be shielded from prosecution. Special counsel Jack Smith has argued no one is above the law, including the president, and federal lawyers will try to persuade the judges, three who were appointed by Trump himself, that Trump wasn't acting as president when he tried to overturn Joe Biden's victory on January 6th. So this all sets up another unprecedented moment for the high court. Here is University of Pennsylvania law professor Kate Shaw.
The fact that they took the case, to my mind, sends a signal that they are at least considering seriously this argument. And so there is at least a chance that some number of justices might sign on to this, I think, quite extraordinary argument that Trump is making.
So another big factor is the timing of this ruling. The longer the court takes could affect the start date of the trial and whether it would happen before or after November's election. Richard Madden, CBC News, Washington.
Because it's Canada, we're getting a Tim Hortons musical.
Yeah! You've always got time for Timbits.
To mark its 60th anniversary, the donut chain is bankrolling the play, which is called The Last Timbit. It debuts this summer in Toronto. It's inspired by a snowstorm in 2010 that forced drivers near Sarnia, Ontario, to take shelter in a local Tim Hortons. It's a big budget production at a time when many performing arts companies are struggling. For its special anniversary year, Tim Hortons says it wants to do something to reflect its special relationship with its customers. And that is The World This Hour. For news anytime, go to our website, cbcnews.ca. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.